Hello.
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 All right.
We have a quorum.
Hoorah.
What is that?
You guys be started already.
A quorum is so vague to me. Some people say you have a quorum and it could be three people. Some people say it's a quorum is 15 people. What the fuck? Yeah.
I think it's like a certain percentage of the total.
What percentage?
half? I don't know. That's a good question.
The requirement for a quorum is protection against totally unrepresentative action in the name of a body by an unduly small number of persons? I don't know what the hell that means.
Did you say the word pretentious?
Protection.
Pretentious, yes. A group of pretentious people. It's a quorum. The way I've heard it used is if you have enough people from the group to make decisions for the whole group.
Oh, okay. I guess we have a quorum.
Well, if all of us are here, then...
We definitely have a quorum.
I guess so. We can make decisions for the whole group.
Next time you're late, Bill, me and Micah will make decisions. And we'll decide that you have some meat. We'll decide what you have for dinner.
That's right. The quorum decided you cannot.
Sorry, Bill, but you weren't here. You're not having a beet burger, but you're having a beef burger.
That's right. Today's topic is meat. You cannot talk about anything but meat.
So are you off for the rest of the year, Bill? Are you celebrating?
I am. I'm off. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done for the year. We get a couple days this week and a couple days next week, so I'm just taking the rest.
Yeah. I have to work like a little bit, but that's just to wrap some shit up. It should take me about a day or less.
Nice. And Micah, you have to work probably every day, right?
Yep.
He's the only one that knows how to turn on the damn machine.
That's true.
Nobody else will be able to turn on the... people will be toothless.
Someone has to make the teeth.
I mean, I've tried to teach people. And nobody, like, will give me time to do the thing, so... It's unfortunate, but it's how it goes. They're going to be so screwed when I leave. Like, so screwed.
If they just, if you did teach somebody, they didn't learn it. They just ignored you. They said, Mike, yep. Take care of it.
Basically, that's how everybody here acts. And so. It's because no one ever actually leaves this place unless they get fired. And so the idea that I would just voluntarily up and leave is something that they haven't really considered.
Just don't check into one of those, you know, like when you get a place down there, not one of those love hotels. I hear they're all over the place.
I mean, we got them here.
You got love hotels in North Carolina?
Yeah, they're everywhere, dude.
Where you been, Mike?
I don't know.
I stayed at one last night.
Yeah, we have hotels that charge by the hour.
I hope you put your blue light detector on and you can see all the jizz everywhere. So you know where to sleep.
They're usually cleaned up pretty good.
Better than the major hotels because they're used to it.
Yeah.
They expect it. They expect jizz everywhere. Hotels.
That job would suck. What do you do for a living? I clean jizz. I specialize in jizz cleaning.
There are people who do that for a living.
Someone has to do it.
I know that in comics it exists. I read it.
I'm sure it was a very accurate representation of the job.
No, Doctor Strange, number one, he's teaching Clea magic, and then he decides to have sex, and then next thing you know, he's like, hey, Wong, can you clean my cape? Must have done something on my cape. Smells like sex.
The wet spot on the cape?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
At first, I thought you were going to segue into all the dudes in comics who apparently have never met a woman before.
All the dudes in comics that haven't had sex?
No, who think women are just for sex.
Oh.
That got real quiet real fast.
Yeah, I had a comment on that.
No comment.
I'm folding socks.
I'm eating Chinese food.
Yum.
With chicken?
What you got there?
Tofu.
Fried rice.
Have you fried rice mixed in chicken or tofu before?
What?
Have they accidentally mixed it in?
Have they accidentally? Not that I've noticed.
I wouldn't think so. They tend to make them separately. Like, my place has a really good sesame tofu, so.
Well, do you ever order, like, buffalo chips and there's fries in it? It's the same thing.
No, actually, I've not ordered buffalo chips.
Yeah, occasionally you get... I don't know if I've gotten meat and things before. But
I guess it depends, depends on where you go.
Sometimes you'll be eating, like some kind of spaghetti or something, and you'll find a linguine noodle stuck in there.
That's in my house.
A linguine noodle?
Where I run out of one kind of noodle.
There's no beef in a linguine noodle.
So then I just replace whatever noodle I'm actually using with some other noodles and hope it works out for the best.
So you always eat at like 2:30 or 1:30?
11:30, 10:30.
Oh.
12:30.
12:30.
6:15.
I guess that's about lunchtime.
It's 12 o'clock hour.
You have to feed the kids and then you microwave your leftovers from the night before.
I did. I made my daughter a cheese sandwich. What do you want?
Come on
another,
in.
Another cheese sandwich, actually.
What'd you say?
Food.
No. She wants to play Minecraft.
I want a new cell phone.
You said no? You're not going to let him play Minecraft?
Nope.
Oh, putting down his foot. Look at that. Parenting on Geek Brunch.
That's right.
So what is she going to do then?
I don't know.
Wine. Read a book.
Yeah, she's going to read. What?
I disagree with your decision.
I'll just sit out the door and yell at you the whole podcast. Okay, you can play Minecraft now.
Yes, he's bugging me. Come over here. What do you want? What?
Minecraft.
Dessert?
What do you want? Minecraft. When do you want it? Now.
What do you want?
I want some...
What?
Cookies and Minecraft. Chocolate chip cookies. I want some banana pudding with caramel sauce on top.
That sounds good.
And some Minecraft.
The kids these days love the Minecraft.
That is factually correct.
Isn't that for adults?
No.
Don't they have scantily clad women in there?
No, they don't have anything resembling scantily clad anything.
You're talking to like World of Warcraft or something.
What is Minecraft? Is that where you just plant mines?
No, Minecraft is this game where you dig for stuff and then you fight giant spiders when the sun goes down.
So is it kind of like Dig Dug stuff. In the
correct? It's a big world with blocks, and you could build stuff.
Yep.
Build
a house, and then the monsters come and eat your house and all your friends.
So what did you base your decision on? No, you can't play Minecraft.
I don't know.
Are you just like a random number generator? Are you like Harvey Dent? You flip a coin, crack side up. Oh, no, you can't play.
No, she'll play all day if she could. So,
of course.
Force her to do some. She can read for a while, and then she can play.
Just read about Minecraft. Read some Minecraft fan fiction.
She has read the Minecraft book about the
dude who
created it. Yeah.
She didn't do the next game Notch has, the space one that he's going to do. We have to actually learn how to program in order to play it properly.
She is going to take an online class on how to make a Minecraft mod.
Wow.
Which requires, I think, maybe Java programming.
Yeah.
So she'll learn Java.
Sweet.
Too young to learn Java.
I can make blackjack in Java, and then that's about the extent of my Java skills.
I never learned Java.
It's really easy. It's really easy.
Sure it wouldn't be that hard to pick up.
Yeah. So.
But I figure if she's taking the class, then I'll be forced to learn it to help her. So.
Yeah.
What do you code in? Like COBOL? What?
Ruby on Rails.
Well, Java's like the number one thing, and then I would say.
Then she can create some apps. She can create some apps, and then I'll be rich.
Oh right, she can make some iPhone games.
If it catches on.
Yeah, like the 1 in 5 trillion that do.
Just got to put some candy in there. Crush some candy.
You know, there's like 7,000 of those. Are
all she's just gonna say is, "Remember that time you didn't let me play Minecraft? Well, I ain't gonna give you any money, Daddy. No money for today. Sorry, I made a decision. Why don't you go off and read, Daddy? Read some of your comics. Ask me again tomorrow, and I'll make a decision."
Pretty much.
Cold.
Coke tastes terrible on this prescription.
Oh, that's sad.
It's awful.
So it affects your taste buds?
Oh, yeah. Well, no carbon. It doesn't affect my food taste buds or water or flavored water. It affects carbonate, any kind of carbonated
drink. It tastes weird.
Yeah.
Is that one of the antibiotics?
No, this is a diuretic. It's supposed to suck all the water out of your body. Yeah.
I can see where that would affect the flavor.
You're still on that one?
Yeah, he gave me like 2 months worth, motherfucker.
How much? Do you have any water left in your body?
I just have to keep replenishing it, man. It dries me out.
You drop 50 pounds?
No, because I keep eating. I just.
Because you're so thirsty.
Yeah, so thirsty, so I eat.
So you're not supposed to like stop eating and drinking?
No, you're supposed to drink more.
So it dries out your whole body?
With the amount I'm taking, I'm supposed to drink a gallon at least a day.
Ooh. So what's the point of it? Like flushing out your system or something?
It's supposed to take out any excess water that you might have, but because it's a pill, it takes it out from everywhere. It works its way through your body.
So you're supposed to just replenish with what your body needs and no more.
No, I think you're supposed to drink more because you don't want to get dehydrated. You'll get fucked up.
Yeah,
dehydration ain't nothing to play with. So I'm guessing you have to just sit there and drink water all day.
Plus it has all kinds of other fucking nice side effects.
Sweet. Diarrhea.
No. It hasn't affected me with diarrhea. Makes me dizzy. It gives me fatigue.
Oh, yeah.
My feet and hands go numb, like random throughout the day for about 15 minutes a shot. And it affects my face, too. My face goes numb. That feels fucking weird. Never had that happen. And then I think I might have allergic reaction to it because I get hives every now and then.
Wow.
And last but not least, I'm like a teenager again. I have pimples. What the fuck?
Ooh.
Causes pimples.
I might just bleed out of this word.
Fuck.
And nocturnal emissions?
Yeah, I'm saving those for you. I'm going to ship them with your comics.
Sporadic boners.
I'm saving all collecting my nocturnal emissions.
In your cape?
In my cape. And I say, Bill, wash this for me. So what are you going to do during the holidays? Are you planning any trips or are you going to kind of chill?
Who, me?
That's for you, Bill. I'm going to be working, so.
Are you working full time? Or do you get Christmas and New Year's Day off?
I get Christmas and New Year's Day off, but that's it.
What are you doing, Bill?
We're staying around here.
Yeah.
We go to Melanie's side of the family on Christmas Eve day and then my family's side on Christmas. But those are like only an hour from here.
Oh.
Well, actually, on Christmas Eve, we go down to her aunt's, which is like about 2 hours. So we're somewhat pretty local. So.
Yeah, I know Daryl listens to this show because he said, Beet Burger? What the fuck? He texted me at work the other day.
I'll probably go to Cheesecake Factory sometime over break, get a beet burger.
Yeah.
It's good. I wonder if I could. I think I got Cheesecake Factories in New York.
Yeah.
Daryl could go try. He could try one.
They're everywhere.
I'm going to say, hold him down, Daryl, and we'll put this beep in him.
Just ruin his system.
Hold him down.
Let me stick my beef in him.
And then I'll have some nocturnal emissions. not the kind he'd like, but
yeah.
A little bit of leakage.
No one needs that in their life. No one.
I don't have the right kind of bacteria anymore.
Oh, look, a sock.
I do know it fuck you up a little bit because Barb wasn't a vegetarian, but she was a non-beef eater when I met her. So she would eat chicken and she'd eat fish.
Yeah.
And then one day I said, why don't you try this cheeseburger? It looks so good. Try the cheeseburger. And she then it was all done. But now she's kind of going back to just eating, like, she'll have a burger like maybe once every other month or beef ever. And she just has chicken and fish. She's on a fish kick now. I don't know what that's about.
Fish is great. That's what it's about.
It tastes terrible.
Delicious.
Only to people like you, heathens, so forth.
I would never get like
monster
in a can. Why eat tuna fish? That's in a can.
Yeah. What did I say?
Tuna melt, that's good.
Oh, good times.
What are you going to eat today, Micah?
Because
you usually do the three courses a day, right? I mean, you have breakfast and a lunch and a dinner.
I
mean,
I try.
I don't think that's called three courses.
I think it's called three meals.
Three squares.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three courses, but you try to do a dinner all by itself. You try to crush everything at once. Let's see.
That's what I do. I do the three courses in one sitting and then call it quits. I ain't going to eat anymore. I cannot eat another bite. Not even this mint.
Last night we had those little personal chicken pot pies that are really good.
Ah.
Claire made. Whoa.
Does she make her own pastry?
Yeah, of course.
I figured.
Yeah, there's no other way to do it. It was really good. And we use a biscuit crust, not anything else, because it's really nice and flaky. And so, yeah, it's fantastic. So I'll probably have another one of those today, because we have two extra ones. So I'll get one of those. No telling what I'll do for dinner, because dinner is far away.
What Claire, kind of cakes and cookies are you making?
Let's see. Claire is making... You know what? I have no idea what she's making right now. Her headphones are... There's no way I can get her attention. Like, she's... Like, I'm surprised she can hear, like, the microwave and stuff go off. Because sometimes I have her headphones in, like, the oven thing will go off. And, like, she just stare at it and not hear it. I'm just like, hey.
That's the one thing I miss is music. It sounds so crappy now.
Right. Well, yeah,
but I have some weird
stuff. Just listen to, dubstep. It won't matter.
Oh, Jesus. I don't think I want to.
It always sounds like shit, so you don't have to worry about it.
I think I'm in a weird state where my brain freaks out to a sound because we got a flat tire yesterday.
Yuck.
And it was in that one zone where they say we can't repair it.
Oh, that's annoying.
And like towards the side of the tire rather than on the top.
Yep.
You know, and it was a big ass nail. And they said they, because of the holidays and they had lines of people, it'd take them 3 hours to get it done. And it was already late in the day, so we're like, what the fuck are we going to do for 3 hours? So we went to go see Anchorman at this brand new theater. It's brand spanking new. And God damn it, the speakers were so fucking loud, they were killing my hearing. So luckily Barb had earplugs, and I like shoved one in to my bad ear, which is hypersensitive at certain pitches. And then I put the other one halfway in the other ear, and then I heard just fine. But it was too goddamn loud for me. And man, back when I could hear, I would have loved it that loud. You know what I mean? It's just weird. It's a weird thing to be able to.
Yeah, some of those theaters, or maybe it depends where you sit, but sometimes it's just.
Yeah, we had to move too, because we were sitting at a place like towards the top, and there was a speaker right on top of us, and I was like, it's too fucking loud. I can't make out, and it just hurt. And then we moved like a couple rows lower, and it was still bad, and that's when I put the earplugs in. We went to see Anchorman too, because that was the only thing we could see and still get to our car in time.
Right.
I thought it was good, mindless fun. I mean, I thought it was better than the first one. Barb hadn't even watched the first one.
I saw the first one, but it's been so long I don't remember.
I saw it in theaters, and I liked it. I saw it outside of theaters and thought it was terrible. So,
Yeah, I saw Anchorman 1 outside of theaters, and I didn't care for it. I was like, what is the hype? And
I think
Anchorman,
like a lot
2,
of comedies.
Anchorman 2 was pretty funny. It had one scene that where what is the main character's name? I can't remember the name.
Will Ferrell?
What character
Ron
does
Burgundy?
He play? Ron Burgundy. So Ron Burgundy's recruiting the old team to do a new. You're at the beginning of the late 70s, and you're entering the 80s, like when MTV is going to start and CNN, except they call it GNN.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be a broadcaster for the new site called GNN. And he's recruiting his old buddies, and none of them are real successful except for Paul Rudd, whatever his character is, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
So he's the only one that's successful, and he's successful doing like cat calendars and stuff like that, like making pictures of cats. But they have like this what do they call them? The Winnebago, or what do they call them? Those.
Winnebago?
Yeah. They have one of those, and it's in cruise control. And one of the guys said, "Well, who the fuck's driving?" And Ron Burgundy says, "Oh, I have it in cruise control. Don't worry." And they wreck it, and it's like 5 minutes of them like tossing and turning, and it's just hilarious.
It's like in slow motion.
It's
right?
Slow fucking motion, and they're like right before they set up the scene by they saying like, "Ron, why do you have these fucking bowling balls here? like, why do you have this bucket full of bowling balls? And then like, why do you have these poisonous scorpions?"
Yeah, they showed that in the trailer I watched.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I've only seen like the teaser they had, so I don't know anything about this movie.
Yeah, that was pretty funny in the trailer anyway. Of course they give away with the funny scene.
Yeah.
They have to the get you in.
Yeah.
Do they?
A lot of comedies do that.
I know they do, and it's just like it's all. But I just stopped going to them, basically.
But you figure Anchorman has a built-in audience, right? People who are crazy about the first one are going to see this.
Yeah.
And people who like Will Ferrell and some of the other actors are going to go see it.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's way bigger now than he was during the first one. And
I'm a huge fan of Paul Rudd. I like all his movies.
He's awesome. I love him.
There's just something about his wit and sarcasm and stuff like that that every movie that I see him in, I like him, you know? It could even be a crappy movie and he's in it and I like it. At least what he's doing in it. So I'm going to like the Ant-Man. He'd be a good... I don't remember all the Ant-Mans. There's
Hank Pym.
And then there's...
He's Hank.
Yeah, he's going to be Hank, which is kind of an awkward... If he's the third guy, like the irredeemable Ant-Man, he'd be great.
I mean, they're probably just going to glance over. They're not even going to go anywhere near the whole, like...
Scott Lang. He'd make a better Scott Lang or the third one than he would a Hank Pym. Because Hank Pym is kind of redundant, if you ask me, with Iron Man and Bruce Banner.
They might be planning for a world without Robert Downey Jr. as much.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's possible.
But you have your Marvel brains, right? And he's one of the top ones. He's creator of Ultron. Well, that's what they're probably going to plan for, because the Ultron's going to be like the next Avengers villain, right?
Yeah, but I think they've already said that Hank Pym is not in the Avenger movies, so it won't be. It'll probably be Iron Man creation instead.
Well, is Ant-Man going to happen before Avengers?
Nope.
Oh, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, Ant-Man isn't until, like, whatever the nebulous Phase 3 stuff is. They announced it way early because they had all these plans for it, but they could never get anything concrete down. They had the director. They just couldn't get, like, the script done, and they couldn't get, like, anyone cast for it in the proper time frame and stuff. So it was never pushed back because they never had a firm date. But it was not going to be in this group of movies before Avengers 2. It was never going to be before, Avengers 2. So we're going to get Ultron before we get Ant-Man. Now, maybe they find a way to put Ant-Man in Avengers 2, and so I could be, like, whatever.
I'm sure they will do that if... Maybe a cameo or something, but...
Yeah.
That's how they lead people into the next movie.
Right.
Just put it after the...
After the credits or whatever.
After the credits, yeah. Because then they can just pull someone in for one scene...
Yeah, but if their contracts are if their contracts are the way like Chris Evans' contract is, do you want to blow it on like one small scene like that? Apparently, they don't care because they.
What is Chris Evans' contract? I haven't heard about it. What is?
Okay, so he said that. So his contract, the way it works is, he did I think a 6 movie deal.
Yeah.
With him. And that includes a cameo. So if he comes in for the movie,
oh shit! So he just showed up in Thor for like 5 seconds, and
absolutely
that was one of his film.
Sure enough. So
really,
and his because the thing is, he's like underpaid in comparison to like
Robert Downey Jr.
Well, everybody's underpaid compared to him, but you know, like he's on a there's on a small contract. A lot of those guys are on small contracts, and so his contract has a so after the sixth movie they have to renegotiate a contract.
Right. So he's happy to blow through the.
Well, that's, oh, he, but he, what he said is like he'd rather do six like movies, right? But if Marvel wants to put Captain America in Thor or put him in Guardians of the Galaxy or something else silly, like if they want to do that, that's a movie. And so he like see he has Captain America, Thor, Avengers already, right? And he'll be in Avengers 2 and Captain America 3. Oh, Captain America 2. So, like, he may not get to Captain America 3 if they try to push him in something else. So, before Captain America 3 or Avengers 3, one of those two movies, if they want him, they're going to have to renegotiate his contract, and his price is going to skyrocket.
I wonder if you appear in a thing after the credits if that's technically part of the movie.
Yep, nope, it counts. I think the thing is six appearances. Like...
Right.
So even after the credits, if he shows up,
still counts.
Counts as an appearance, and that means that's one more movie towards him getting either paid or written out of the entire universe.
I wonder if Ant-Man will ever see fruition, or if it'll be like that magazine comic scene. Do you remember a comic scene?
Where I love comic scene.
They'd show, awesome. They'd have like this three pages of all the movies that are coming out.
Yep.
And when they were coming out, and then they'd have like a prototype like costume and stuff, and you'd be like, oh fuck, this is awesome. There's all kinds of movies. And of all those three pages of movies, only maybe one or two of them made the film, and half of them were Swamp Thing movies.
Yes.
Directed video.
Well, I think nowadays...
The rest were Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, great Man Thing. No, all right.
I think nowadays... I think there are rumors about everything, right? And some movies are their ideas are never going to actually come to fruition. But I think once Marvel announces it, it's going to happen. So we will actually get an Ant-Man movie at some point in time, whether or not it's good or whatever. But they're going to, well, I'll say this, they're going to at least try to film it. Because otherwise they're wasting marketing time and energy on this movie. And Disney is not about that kind of stuff. So we're going to get Ant-Man. Because they could have, like, if Ant-Man isn't going to happen, all the time and energy spent towards them, like, making a logo to put in front of, like, the Comic-Con audience or whatever, could have gone to something else that they know they're going to make. Because they know they're making more movies, so they could have been ginning up interest in something else. Anything else. So I'm pretty certain we're going to see Ant-Man.
Well, the fans are demanding it.
Are they? Are they? Are they demanding Ant-Man?
There's a buzz.
Sure. Absolutely.
Ant-Man. People like tiny men.
There was a buzz about Scott Pilgrim, too. Look how that did. Like, it's always a buzz.
Yeah, there was just a buzz in the indie community, though.
The comic community, it was huge at Comic-Con. Dread and all the other movies do all... There's always a buzz, and then they come out, and no one cares. I'm not sure there's a real a longing for Ant-Man.
There probably isn't because they don't recognize it, but at the same time, you could say the majority of people that went to see Iron Man didn't even know who the fuck he was either.
Oh, no. And casting Paul Rudd will get people in the theaters more than probably anyone else that can cast. I can't think of anybody else, but like, I'm just saying...
Yeah, because I think Paul Rudd has a following. Maybe they'll make it a Judd Apatow film.
No. Oh, God. Like, this is 40, but with Ant-Man?
Yeah. Show me. He seems to be in that Apatow crowd.
He is. Mm-hmm. He's always making Apatow's wife.
Is that his wife, the blonde one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the one that was in This Is 40.
Yeah.
His wife? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since we're in movies, have we watched anything?
Oh, I haven't. Wait, hold on. Wait, that's not true. Did I talk about Mortal Instruments last time I was on? I don't remember when I watched it.
I don't think so.
I didn't like it as much as Bill did. But I have no patience for like young adults being stupid. So
the only thing I noticed about that one is I thought it was like Twilight.
No, it's not like Twilight, but it's a young adult thing, and the characters do really dumb things sometimes. And they never told their friend he's a vampire, and that really bothered me at the end of the movie. At no point in time in the movie did he go, "Ayo, dude, you're a vampire. You should get that looked at." And I was like, all right. That's it. Bill already talked about it, so I don't like rehash the plot.
Like, I didn't talk about Mortal Instruments.
You didn't? I swear you did.
I've never seen it.
Is it Canadian?
Are you sure you didn't talk about it?
Is it Canadian?
No, it's a,
yeah, okay.
Is it French? Is it French?
No, it came out this past summer.
Wait. Is it a documentary?
Hold on.
Servant so, says
not watch no. some like.
I saw Hunger Games.
No, this is like back when it came out in theaters.
I saw Twilight the movie.
No.
I don't I think you would have saw
Twilight Part 2 and Part 3 and Part 4.
No.
Part 5?
No. Are you sure you didn't see it this summer? All right, I'll talk about it then, I guess. I swear I thought you already saw it and talked about it.
No, that was probably Daryl.
No.
That was Keith. That was Keith.
Someone
his second favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, after Daryl finished his beet burger, he went over and watched Mortal Instruments. I remember it now.
Wow, totally wrong on that one. Sure.
So you didn't like it? It was too young for you.
Yeah, too much of the like. It's like it's a generic young adult fantasy novel. So like
watching the CW.
Sort of. So you have your kid who is generic, like your generic white middle class kid who lives the boring life or whatever, and then out of nowhere she's thrown into a magical adventure, and so then she learns that the world is not what she thought it was, and there are angels and demons everywhere, and she has to be part of a group that fights them. And so she learns the skills to fight them. And she falls in love, and then some things happen, and she fights people. And her best friend gets turned into a vampire, but they never tell him because they're jackasses. The end.
Why did you see this?
I was hanging out with her.
Because you remember me saying so many good things about it.
Absolutely.
Well, Bill liked this one.
Bill liked this movie, so I'll check it out.
Show notes and see.
See what I was talking about?
Young adult movie. Like, what did you watch that I thought was this instead? Was there another movie that was like the exact same thing as this?
I saw that horrible Stephanie Meyer movie that wasn't Twilight.
The Host?
I saw The Host.
Are you serious? What is with the Stephanie Meyer thing?
She's popular.
That movie's awful. Awful.
I know, but why are you torturing yourself like this?
He likes Twilight, so he figured he'd go and check
out. I thought you did. You like Twilight?
I like Twilight.
I thought he liked Twilight.
I like the movie. Lord. I don't like the book.
It's a terribly written book.
It's called The Host?
The Host. Terrible. I can't think of any others. I'll probably have to go see that Divergence movie or whatever it's called.
The problem is I'm never going to be able to go back and like figure out.
Did Melanie like The Host?
I think she did.
Okay. So you guys don't
she read the book, so.
On the movies. It sounds like you lose the battle on picking the movies lately.
I can sit through that stuff.
You can sit through it?
See, I was able to make it through Mortal Instruments because I was making fun of it the entire time.
I did see a movie.
What did you see?
I saw The Little Hobbit Goes to See the Dragon.
Ugh.
Oh, The Hobbit 2?
I'm so out of this movie. All 19 hours of it.
Oh, I love it. They can make it even longer. I'd be happy.
Kill me first.
Also, is that how it works in the Bulmer household? Is like you switch off? Like you pick a film, Melanie picks a film, you pick a film. Is that how it works?
It just depends.
We don't always have the movies in the
show. What does it depend on?
Well, damn it.
We didn't see The Host in the theaters.
Oh, okay. Is that out on DVD already?
Yeah, that came out like about 5 years ago, I think.
The Host?
No, I think it was fairly recent, man.
The movie came out this year and the DVD came out this year.
Yeah, because it was when I was listening
to one of the it flopped super hard.
One of the top 10 flops of the year, and it was one of them. It says nobody went to see that shit, but you're one of them.
I didn't go see it. I saw it on
the only one that flopped that I saw was Machete. Machete Kills.
It's a flop?
Yeah, it was a flop.
Really? Like, in terms of what? Like,
in terms of what you paid to make it versus what it brought in.
Wow, I must have made no money because I think he only spent $17 on it.
Not including the
marketing.
DVD sales, obviously.
Well, DVD sales. They also don't include the marketing budget in the production budget for these movies either.
Yeah.
But I doubt that like he was spending a lot of money marketing it or making it. I'm surprised it's a flop because I feel like he just wouldn't have. Because
he's usually pretty good with budgets.
Yeah.
Which means we probably won't see Machete in space. Damn it.
Oh, that is kind of upsetting.
Was that the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen Machete, the movie.
The first one?
I haven't seen either of them.
Oh, you're missing out.
That's why it's a flop.
Let's see. R.I.P.D. was apparently a big flop. I could have
told you that. R.I.P.D.
Getaway? What the hell is that? I've never heard of it. Elysium?
Elysium was a flop. That was good. I liked it. Well, it wasn't.
I'm guessing that was a flop just because they probably spent so much money on it.
Yeah, it looked expensive. After Earth. Well, it had Shyamalan in the title. It had Shyamalan behind it. There was no.
Oh.
Hey, Mortal Instruments is a flop too.
There you go. Yeah, because they probably spent some money on that, huh?
Yeah. Turbo.
That was not very good.
Percy Jackson 2.
Never saw it.
Jack the Giant Slayer. That was a movie that came out.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Percy see that Jackson one. Guy too, right? Same actor, isn't it?
Sure. Gangster Squad and Lone Ranger.
Danger Squad?
Gangster Squad.
Oh, Gangster Squad.
That one I saw. Well, I want to let Bill talk about The Hobbit 2.
Oh, my bad. I just ran all over The Hobbit 2.
Why watching a bunch of short people walk?
No, this is different. No, never mind. It's not different.
No, it's a bunch of short people who walk
a lot.
Yeah,
and then they fight spiders, and then they go see some elves.
I watched the real Hobbit movie,
the first one.
Oh, yeah, shit is boss.
I saw that when I was a kid.
It's a good ass movie. Watch it again; it's still a good ass movie.
So this one gets to the point where the Hobbit gets to the dragon. And it's awesome. I like this one actually better than the first one.
Bendy Dick Come on My Back was in it.
How far did he walk?
All the way to see Bendy Dick Come on My Back.
To the mountain.
I want to see mountains again, Gandalf. Mountains.
It's good. Fantastic. If you like the first one, this one's even better.
What if you didn't like the first one?
This one's... If you liked it a little bit, then you'll like this one.
What if you thought it was just way long, and why was it so dour, and everyone was sad?
Well, this one you might say it was long, but it was a little bit better.
Yeah, they weren't quite as dour.
Okay.
There were some more up moments. Still pretty dour.
The first one, so.
My big complaint with the movies is just that, like, I think the tone is just a little bit off, and I don't care.
I have a trouble with the prequels. I don't know.
This is different.
The only prequel I've ever liked is the.
Because it's not a prequel, like
it's not. Yeah, it is.
No.
Lord of the Rings was second.
Lord of the Rings is a sequel. Like, it's so, like, they filmed the movies backwards, but, like, and that's part of the thing that makes me, like, I felt in the first movie, the story was actually slowed down and hurt by adding in things like Christopher Lee for no good reason, and,
You talk about Lord of the Rings, or...
No, The Hobbit.
Okay, The Hobbit.
The first Hobbit movie, The Unexpected Journey, or whatever. I feel like the pacing was slowed down in certain parts with, like, that really boring conversation between, like, Gandalf, Galadriel, and Sauron, or whatever. Saruman? I can't remember which one is which, but, like, that whole scene, which was dreadfully boring, and I'm pretty sure Ian McKellen...
I don't even remember that scene.
Yeah, Ian McKellen, I'm sure, was sleeping through the entire thing. Like, in a 3-hour, 15-minute-long movie, like, that shit can go. And I feel like the need to bridge this to Lord of the Rings is, like, a bit of an issue for the pacing. But I haven't seen the second one, and I'm probably not going to see that, or the third one, because they're just so long. And I'm old.
But you sat through Mortal Instruments, so...
Yeah, I was.
You can, like, do this. I know you can, Micah.
I think the Smaug movie, I didn't find that it was too long. I think it could have been even, well, not longer. But I didn't find that it drug on at all. So
you were so captivated.
The first one I did, and the first one there was a couple of scenes that were very unrealistic, so it kind of threw me out of it. But I liked this one.
Did your bladder hold up?
It did. I peed before the movie.
Did you have popcorn and a drink?
No, I did not.
Okay, that explains it.
Yeah, I did not refuel during the movie.
Somebody's backing up in Micah's house.
No, that's the oven.
Somebody's backing up.
Claire! Dolphin! Dolphin!
She's waving to her.
Dolphin! She's waving back. So I recommend The Legend of Smaug.
Legend of Smaug? I thought we were talking about The Hobbit.
The Desolation of Smaug.
Desolation of Smaug.
What is
that? They don't even call it The Hobbit 2. Like in the opening credits.
No, it's not because there's no Hobbit 2. It's all just one movie.
This is just
one 10-hour-long movie.
How many? What is it? Three or four?
Three.
Five?
Three.
Only three? They should make it four.
They shouldn't make it four. God. Like, the book is so short and so happy, and these movies are so sad and so long.
I love it. It's like it was written for me.
No, the movies were made for you. The book was not written for you.
It's like J.R.R. Tolkien was writing for me.
Like, the scene where Gandalf pulls all the swords out and is naming them, like, God, kill me.
I don't remember that part.
You don't even remember the first movie.
I don't. Something about a hobbit walking across the land.
There are so many totally unnecessary scenes.
And they were on a tree, hanging off a tree.
This could have been one movie.
What's that little dude's name?
I have no idea.
There's a lot of Usagi Yojimbo.
That's my buddy.
Usagi Yojimbo was not in the movie.
No, he was not.
I thought this was The Hobbit.
It is The Hobbit.
Usagi Yojimbo is not in The Hobbit?
No, he's not in The Hobbit.
So I recommend it. Go see it, everyone, because it needs people to go see it.
Really? It didn't make enough money? Didn't it make $50 billion or something?
Probably.
So did Mortal Instruments.
No, Mortal Instruments only made $12, I think.
Bill went to go see that, too.
I know he did.
I don't know what the next movie I'm going to go see is.
Nothing. There's nothing else coming out ever.
Probably have to go see that Frozen movie.
Oh, you haven't seen Frozen yet?
No, not yet.
Ah.
Probably take the kids over break. Is it supposed to be good?
Yeah.
I know it's doing well. It's a Disney movie, right? So.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I saw Gangster Squad. That was good.
I don't even remember Gangster Squad.
It's a movie with all the gangsters in it, and they're a squad.
No, it's a...
They fight monsters.
Was that the sequel? That's the sequel to Monster Squad, right?
Absolutely.
No, this is based on loosely based on a true story about a mobster in L.A. that gets taken down by a group of cops that goes undercover. But it is very Hollywoodish. It's kind of weird how Sean Penn's face is made up for the movie. Because he kind of looks like Dick Tracy's goon, like from the comic strips. He's kind of wrinkled and, I don't know, he looks bizarre. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was much better than the press that it got.
When did that come out? That was this year?
I think it must summer. Have been, because Micah said it was a flop from this year.
Yeah, it was a summer.
It had a lot of big actors in it, but I mean a lot of actors that you'd recognize, which means that it probably costed a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty simplistic plot. This guy has to like go undercover, and he doesn't go like undercover to get involved in the mobsters, but they bug the mobster's house, and then from there they just start taking out little bits and pieces, and then he tracks the bug and starts killing them. So it's kind of like a vengeance thing, but it's a pretty cool movie. I liked it. I also I watched a lot of shit this last week. What else did I watch at the? Oh, I'll just say that Bill was right about the Hunger Games too. It was really good. Like, I walked away from the first Hunger Games, and I was like, man, I had so much questions, and I was like, what is this and what is that? But this Hunger Games, I liked a hell of a lot more than the first one. Even though like half of it, or more than half of it, doesn't even involve the game, it's more of
the I know that was the one thing I was like watching it. I'm like, when are they gonna get to the Hunger Games? It was like we were like an hour or something into the movie, and they still hadn't gotten to the Hunger Games.
I kind of like that better though. I kind of liked it.
They would get really
they set up
repetitive. The
apocalypse
yeah,
world.
Yeah, I know they couldn't. Yeah, you can't just do the same thing again.
I think
I gotta read the book
really,
now.
Really,
have you read the book yet, Bill?
No, I'll probably read it over break.
I think they did a really good job with the characters and stuff in this one and setting it up. I really liked it. And I didn't care for I only went to this because Barb wanted to see it so bad because she read all the books and stuff. And it was my first test of the ears at a theater.
That's probably a good one because there's a lot of quieter moments. So
that was the perfect movie to see with the situation I had, because there wasn't a lot of like explosions or loud noises, and there was a lot of talking. So it was I didn't have to wear earplugs in that movie. It was like a perfect movie to watch for my current hearing situation. And then I watched a couple of DC Noise movies. One was pretty decent, and then the other one was horrible. The one that I didn't like was Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Dead.
Really? That wasn't good?
No. I will say that some of the actresses, they had really nice butts. Really nice butts until shit came out of them. And then it like ruined the scene. But there's a lot of pooping. There's a lot of shit monsters. These zombies are different from your typical zombies because it all starts in the mountains, and this group of kids goes to the mountains. Well, they're more than kids. They're probably in college age. They go to the mountains to catch some fish because the fish have tapeworms in it and the girl doesn't want to get fat, and she wants to eat the tapeworm as part of a way to stay skinny. And that tapeworm actually turns it into...
Terrible fucking idea.
Yeah, it turns into a fucking, like, turns them into, like, a zombie. And they, like, shit their pants and fart and...
So is it a Japanese movie?
Yeah. Of course. Who would think of centipedes coming out of assholes?
No, thank you.
So, Micah, this is your kind of movie.
Not even a little bit.
You better get used to it, because that's what they watch over there.
Not so much.
Everyone watches it.
Nope.
Assimilate. Kids. Assimilate.
I mean, I've
seen Wild Zero. Tentacles? Oh, there's a tentacle. So it wasn't any good, huh?
Did we lose Mike?
I think we might have, or he's ignoring us.
No, it was better than the other Japanese film that I watched earlier in the year. I can't remember what it was called. Really attractive girls, though, I will say. Their butts were really nice until shit came out of them. But,
yeah, that's one I probably won't be watching.
I watched 21 and Over, which is like a cheap version of American Pie, I guess. And that was okay. That's about a bunch of two friends that go visit one of their friends that's trying to become a doctor in college. And
oh, yeah, I remember the trailer for that.
He turns 21 years old, and they take him out drinking, and then they spend half the time trying to get him back home for an interview.
Yeah, that looks stupid.
It was much better than Zombie Ass. Dead.
So do you start with the one you know is going to be the worst and build up?
Yes.
That's a good way of doing it. Get the bad stuff out of the way, and then anything else will be good in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the third one, or didn't you watch it yet?
The third one I didn't watch yet. Zombie Toilet Ass was Keith's pick. My pick was 21 and Over, and then I can't remember what Daryl's is. I still got to watch it. Any other movies?
What did I watch? I watched the movie called The East.
Sounds familiar, but...
It had Ellen Page in it, and... I don't remember who else. I don't think anyone else famous. It's about a woman who works for this like security firm who goes undercover into this eco-terrorist group. It was okay. It was decent. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't great or anything.
What's the Mark Waid book about the security firm? Not Mark Waid. Isn't there a comic book about a security firm that goes undercover to do stuff? I started it earlier this year. Oh, well.
I can't think of it if there is.
The premise sounded familiar.
And, hey, Mike, have you seen The Purge?
No, but I want to see that one.
I want to see it just to see what the hype is about.
There's hype about it?
No, the Purge seems interesting because it's like one day out of the year... This city or town allows total anarchy.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. That's
yeah,
sure.
it's an interesting. In order to keep peace, they just let all hell break loose. And man, that's the shit that me and Bill like.
Total chaos. I have the DVD. I need to watch it.
I always wonder, like, if the three of us were in post-apocalyptic world, who would live longest?
Micah.
Probably.
Unless it's like a water situation, right?
I mean, how much water are we talking about?
Ocean?
Like the entire, like water world?
Yeah.
I'd be fine by then.
I thought you didn't like water.
I hate water.
What if we were lost at sea on a dinghy?
On a dinghy? Well, how long would you survive?
What, on a dinghy? What is a dinghy? You're floating on a penis? What are you doing?
Yes. A giant inflatable penis.
It sounds like your writer creativity is kicking in there, Bill.
So one on the shaft and one on each ball.
I want the shaft. You guys can have the balls. I don't know. I think I would live the longest because I'd eat you two.
I'd probably go the first because I'd be like, oh, that's meat. I can't eat that.
I can't eat that.
Do you have any beet burgers? I can't eat that rabbit. That's meat.
And all the fish are poisoned. Ocean acid and stuff. I don't know. I guess it just depends on the situation.
I don't think I'd last too long. I don't know if I'd want to. This is too hard. I'm just going to...
I'm going to be assimilated.
I'm just going to become a zombie. See you guys later. That seems easier.
Any TV you guys watch?
I've been on mute, anyway.
Oh, were you talking about the shaft still?
No, I was I don't even know what I was saying. It doesn't matter.
Those floating dingles?
Sheesh, what was I going to say? I watched one episode of television over the past 2 weeks, and it was the season break finale, whatever. TV shows are weird these days. Oh, Once Upon a Time, which is awful. I don't understand how this show... Oh, I understand how it's still on TV because people like it. My sister loves it, but she's 11, so I guess cut her a break there. It's a really bad TV show, guys.
So do you, watch it, or did you just watch the season finale?
Season finale. I watched it with her.
Which show are you talking about?
Once Upon a Time.
Oh, I hate that show.
Fables 2.
It's like a Fables or something. It's a...
Okay, so the season one, at least the first episode or two I saw, is like so Fables it hurts. Like,
yeah, but they're Fables who don't know, they don't know they're Fables,
right?
So it's a little different.
It's a little different, but like the timing of it, the timing of the show coming out and all that kind of stuff is so suspect. Like the whole thing that came out of it, because they had shipped off their script and stuff to go away phone to like ABC and some other places, and
so what are you trying to say?
They were trying to get Fables made.
Oh, okay.
And then
they passed on it, and
ABC
then
was like, ABC was like, no thanks. And then the next year, Once Upon a Time popped up. And I understand that, the idea of Fables is not actually original, and so it's hard to be like, rah, but nobody else is doing it at the time.
Right, and it's the kind of idea that you could have 20 people
absolutely
come up with the same idea at the same time.
No, it just sucks that they gave it to the network to see if they can get the show made, and then there was interest, and then Once Upon a Time came out, and it's like, all right, I get it. But it's making use of the full the full realm of Disney properties at this point. So you have these people and they're from Storybook. They live in Storybook now. Well, not anymore. That's the big spoiler. Storybook exploded or something. They got rid of Storybook as a town all entirely. No one remembers anything. So you have all these people who are glossied up CW versions of Disney characters like Captain Hook, who's this super I don't even know how to describe him, but he's obnoxious. And Peter Pan is a bad guy running around stealing people's hearts and trying to, like, poison the world and doing all kinds of stuff.
He's a pedophile.
No, he's a kid.
Oh, okay.
It's an ABC show. They're not doing that stuff. But he is a murderer. He's an unadulterated murderer. So I'm not sure the entire plot of the entire series. And I don't think it really matters all that much. All I know is that in the season finale, Rumpelstiltskin, who is Peter Pan's son, ends up killing Peter Pan to save the world or whatever. And then, I don't know, Snow White, Cinderella, one of those, they're all the same person. I can't tell them apart in this show. They all are just really generic looking. And they don't wear this, like, the dresses from the movie, so I don't know which one's which. One of them ends up finding a way to reverse whatever curse is coming around. But that means that they'd have to... Someone has to forget people? It's so weird. Like, it's so convoluted for no reason.
Is it a popular show? Like, are we in the second season or third season?
We're like the third or fourth season at this point in time.
I thought it was the second season. Or maybe it's the third. I don't know.
It sounds like they're stealing fables. How are they able to do that?
Oh, because... Well,
it started out that way, but now I think it's just
it's way fairy tale. Far away from fables at this point in time. Yeah. But, oh, also, they're about to do it because no matter what anyone says, even though they are public domain characters, when you come out hard with Snow White and Cinderella and that crew, like, in a court, if you go to sue Disney for them stealing you using
Disney
those characters...
Disney stole Snow White from us.
Like, no judge is going to be like, oh, you know what? Using Snow White in this context is totally, totally something Disney would never do. You're right. You win. You win. So, like... You know, it's tough luck on their part. Like, it's totally, I don't know why they didn't go to Showtime or HBO first, though. That's what I don't understand.
For Fables?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the show, like, the book isn't, like, super, like, a super adult book. I bet she's doing it on purpose. The show isn't a super adult book, but, like, it definitely makes sense. On HBO, like, it would work out.
Or they should take it to, like, well, now they could take it to, like, AMC or...
Oh, yeah, AMC is a real option
like
out.
That. Yeah. Back when they were shopping around, it wasn't, but nowadays,
yeah.
That's, like, the perfect fit for it.
Yep.
Or something like that. You could even take it to Netflix or something.
Netflix even, yeah. Like, I mean, I wonder if Fables is too big in scope to go to Netflix, but... Netflix hasn't gotten super, like, they haven't done anything grandiose yet.
Don't they have that, who has that Game of Thrones?
It's HBO.
Or Game of Cards or whatever, House of Cards.
House of Cards is Netflix.
But it's not like, the requirement isn't as big as...
In terms of, like, special effects.
Special effects and makeup crew and... To keep the world effective, to do real fables too, to have like all.
Yeah, if you're gonna do the storyline.
Yeah, to do the animals on the farm and all that kind of stuff. So, Once Upon a Time kind of ignores all that. They just have really pretty versions of everybody. So,
I think someone should make Peter and Max into a movie.
I mean, I'm honestly surprised that. Well, not, that's not hold on. That's not true because DC Entertainment doesn't know what they're doing ever. It seems. But if it was run by someone else, I would be surprised that they have not tried to turn Peter and Max or part of Jack of Fables or one of those things into a sort of spin-off movie at this point. Like something smaller that they could spin off without having to worry about the entire Fables thing.
Or like a self-contained.
Yeah, like Cinderella or like any of those small bits that come out of the Fables world. I would be surprised they haven't done it yet, but DC Entertainment.
Yeah, I figure like Ferris, that would work on like HBO.
Yeah, like any of those would work. I'm just, they don't know what they're doing, so. Like it's pretty obvious, they have no clue what they're doing.
Whoever has the money just doesn't want to commit.
Yeah. Like, I know that's not as easy as just doing it. Like, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying they've had
Smallville. And you know more than them.
I'm saying they've had Smallville and Arrow, and they've had 3 Batman movies and a Superman movie. And outside of that, like, Green Lantern was, like,
Not a success.
And they've had Wonder Woman start up 3 or 4 times and then drop it. Like, the NBC show was a disaster.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they've gotten control of
they don't seem to know what they're doing exactly.
Their Batman movies did really well, but
it wasn't
a lot like Batman. It was more like Nolan's version of Batman.
Well, yeah, and
but that was fine. It was like his own. It was like his own Elseworlds type thing.
They made a lot of money, and that's fine. And it's like whatever. But there were only going to be 3 of those. That's not something that they could continue on with.
And I think Superman was successful, but it was not nearly as successful as the Batman franchise. Like, it was ruled successful enough that I could continue, and now they're going to try the Marvel thing by introducing Flash and Wonder Woman.
And Batman.
And I wish them lots of luck.
I want good movies. I want them to be
there,
good.
I hope they do it well enough that they can spawn their own franchise of films.
I'm just saying that I think when I hear the news that they're putting Batman and Wonder Woman in what was originally a sequel to Superman, I just seem like they might be trying too hard.
Yeah, it just depends on what they're doing. Like, if it's a sequel to Superman, and they spend a lot of time doing Wonder Woman, Flash, it's probably a bad idea. But if you do it the Marvel way and just introduce it, like, these characters are here, right?
Yeah.
And then you can spawn off Wonder Woman and Flash. Although, with Wonder Woman, probably the entire world knows Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Just because of marketing, sheer marketing of the character.
Which is, like, why it's so dumb they haven't had a movie yet.
Yeah, it's sheer marketing, plus you had the 70s show,
yep.
and which was successful at the time. DC has marketed, you know, their big 3 characters, so that they're easily recognizable, even if you don't read the comic books. She's probably the most recognizable superheroine in the world. Like, if you're doing the Family Feud, name a female superhero, she's got to be number 1 or 2.
She's 1, and it's
I would say number 1. Yeah,
it's 1, and it's not close. Everyone knows Wonder Woman, but
yeah, but man, if it sounds like what they're doing and what they have planned with the Superman Batman, like, they're trying to do too much, but we'll see. I won't judge it until I see it.
Nope,
so,
I'm just saying from what it sounds like from the outside, it just seems like they just. But the thing is, like, unlike Marvel, like, when I hear Marvel say we're making Ant-Man, and they put up the whole teaser stuff, you go, "All right, they're probably going to have to try to make Ant-Man." But DC, I don't know, like, you know,
DC tends to hide more than.
Yeah, but like they've been making a Wonder Woman movie for like 14 years and it never happened. And they kept talking about it and they were going to do it and then it never did. And they were trying to do a bunch of things. And like, I just don't, you know, like, this Flash thing is eventually going to happen, right? But is it, like, is it really going to happen? They want it to happen, but they haven't shown a good track record of being able to make these things happen.
Yeah.
Except for the TV versions.
Right. No, but the thing is, even the TV versions, like, what have they had that has had longer than 2-season success other than Smallville and hopefully now Arrow, I guess? Like, Human Torch? Not Human Torch.
Flash.
Human Target. Flash. No, Human Target didn't last. Flash was like 15 years
Human
ago.
Human Target, I think, lasted 2 full seasons.
Yes, it lasted 2 seasons.
That was a good show, man.
I like Human Target.
That was fucking awesome show.
I'm just saying that, like, it didn't, like, they couldn't keep it going.
Yeah, but I mean, people watching that wouldn't consider that a superhero show. So
I guess.
It wasn't Spirit Archer, really.
It wasn't. It was, but it was one of their properties, though, right? Like,
yeah, but I think that's outside the scope of what we're talking about.
Only the true comic geek would know that. But they had the Flash TV show lasted a season and a half. But they never kept it on the same night. It kept moving.
No, that was on a different channel every night, like every other week.
And then it had the presidential things that were going on, and they never showed it, and all kinds of problems.
It's not always.
I think the only thing DC does really better is their animated stuff. Oh, personally,
their animation division, which is a little bit separate from everything else they do, is stellar.
They should try something very similar with the films.
I just don't know if the talent is the same and like the production scheduling is the same. Like, I think they have a good talent pipeline for their movie and cartoon worlds, and they don't mess with them, and they just keep them going and let them do what they do.
But I think like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for Marvel is horrible. I hate that show.
It's not a good, show, and I'm surprised at how bad. Like, I haven't watched it after.
I don't give a fuck about any of those characters.
I think it's a mistake. Like, I think I just don't understand.
They've even made me not like the guy that I did like. I mean, I just don't understand. There's not one character. I mean, I've only watched 5 episodes and then said, fuck it. I gave it 5 episodes and said, I can't take it anymore. But it was mostly due, not necessarily to the plots, but none of the heroes I cared about. I didn't care about any of them. I was like, you can kill every one of them. I don't care. So.
Never mind. Birds of Prey was only one season 2, wasn't it?
Oh, well. Yeah.
Ooh, Lois and Clark. That was another show that lasted for a while.
That was successful, yeah.
It's a good-ass show. Mm-hmm. I like Lois and Clark.
Incredible Hulk was a successful show for Marvel. Spider-Man wasn't. Well, I enjoyed it. Any other TV you guys want to mention? I didn't watch anything. I finished watching The Coven. Everything's on a break right now.
Yep.
So,
I mean, you can catch up on stuff. I might watch Arrow. I haven't seen anything this season.
Yeah, the Arrow's on Netflix, so I might check it out. Barb got Amazon Prime, but man, I really don't see a difference between the two.
For your 2-day shipping.
If I had to choose the two side by side, I prefer Netflix. But
yeah, but they don't have free 2-day shipping.
You can't buy comics through Netflix.
I'm telling you, we got Amazon Prime for the shipping, and the video is purely extra.
It works well for Christmas shopping.
Oh, so good. So good.
So that's it. Do we have any comics you guys want to talk about? I read one that was stellar, and I didn't mean to get it. That was one.
Accidental order.
Wow. That sounds like Mike.
I was just at the shop, and I'm getting pretty good about not picking up more stuff. At least new more. I'm bad at back issue stuff.
Old stuff, right now. Yeah.
I still want to achieve my goal someday to have every DC comic since 1973. But,
oh my god!
I'm pretty damn close.
Why'd you pick 1973?
Because that's when I started reading DC comics.
God, that's so many books.
But I'm pretty close, Mike.
So many books. I'm just thinking about the sheer number of books that is.
The thing that's distracting me is I'm discovering Marvel Bronze Age horror, and it's really fucking my world. Because I never read that shit, but like, they're fucking awesome. Like Creatures on the Loose and Dracula and Werewolf by Night and Living Mummy and Frankenstein's Monster and. Now Doctor Strange, he's shooting his wad on his cape. I mean, I like this shit, man. It's awesome. I did pick up one new comic, and I did it mostly because of the writer. And his name is David Liss. I like David Liss.
He has a bunch of Dynamite stuff, right?
He does The Shadow Now. He did Spider. He did Black Panther in New York for Marvel. He did a couple of mini-series for Marvel that I don't remember. But I remember liking everything he's done. And I'm like, I really like Sherlock Holmes in comic book format. I'll be honest with you. I've never read a Sherlock Holmes book. I've never watched any
of in school
shows. No, I tend to stick to Charles Dickens and Steinbeck and Stephen King and all the places I liked. And The Hobbit, which I thought was shit when I read it. That was my worst book report ever. I picked up Sherlock Holmes' Moriarty Lives, and it was fucking awesome, man. It doesn't even feature Sherlock Holmes. It's kind of like takes off. I did watch the Robert Downey Jr. films, and I liked them. I think they're roughly based on the books, like really loosely based, like especially the ending of the Sherlock Holmes, the second one, where they both are fighting each other and end up going over the water, and that's kind of where this book takes place, as they both were fighting and then they both end up in the water, and Moriarty ends up in this one town where something weird is going on, and in this town he's kind of like the anti-hero, and it turns out to be really good, and I got sucked into the world and added it to my pull list.
Is it tied at all to the other Sherlock Holmes books they brought out?
I don't know. I haven't read the other Sherlock Holmes books they brought out. Were they David Liss? If they are, I've got to go stick them out.
Well, who brought that? I guess I should have asked who brought... Is it Dynamite?
Yeah, it's Dynamite.
Yeah.
I
don't know if he's written any.
Dynamite.
They brought out a bunch of Sherlock Holmes stuff, though.
They did. I like what Dynamite does with the pulp stuff and Sherlock Holmes. And
yeah, I've enjoyed what I've read of the Sherlock Holmes stuff.
So, yeah.
I get that one.
I added that one to my list. I didn't intend to, but I did. And then what is another one I read? Rocket Girl. That one I added back on my list after reading number two. So, that one was interesting. Let's see what else I got real quick. Well, I finished Planet of the Apes from Boom. Planet of the Apes was a series that I like fucking loved, and then it died and went away for a while, and then they finished it off in three large-sized edition books, like Planet of the Apes Giant, Planet of the Apes Special, Planet of the Apes Spectacular. And I finally finished reading it, and it was just phenomenal. Best Planet of the Apes I have ever seen and read ever. It was just such a good series that takes place prior to all of the apes that you know, like from the Charlton Heston movies and stuff. It takes place prior to that, but it's really good. Buzzkill, which is a Dark Horse story about a guy who gets intoxicated and gets powers, or it depends on the drug that he takes. Like, even if he takes caffeine, he'll have the ability to do something, but he gets different abilities depending on the drugs he takes. I think Bill really liked it. He really
liked the first one, yeah.
And man, this series, I swear to you, gets better and better every issue. Cool. It's one of those ones that you're like, usually if they start out with a bang, sometimes they whimper along. But this one, it got better and better and better. And I just had number four arrive yesterday, so I'll be finished reading that. And then I'm discovering the Max, Maximized, which is a reprint of the Max, the Sam Keith.
It's also, didn't he like recolored or something?
It's recolored, remastered, and all that stuff. And I have to admit, I didn't read this shit back when it was Image the first time, nor did I watch the MTV.
How could you have avoided it the first time?
I don't know, because I never liked his art. I saw the way he drew Wolverine, and, you know, he had the longest...
Yeah, and the Marvel Comics Presents.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
The giant hair.
The giant hair and stuff, and I saw his style, and I stayed away from it, but...
Just surprised you weren't getting all the Image stuff back then.
Now I'm looking at this Image Max, and I'm like, wow, this is... I really like his art style. And it's so bizarre.
He's awesome.
I'm two issues in, and I still don't know what the fuck is going on with this guy. Like, is he insane, or does he imagine half of his life and half of it's real? I have no idea, nor do I understand this villain, Mr. Nobody, or whoever the hell he is, and all these little black demons that come from him. But it's really interesting. I like it.
Yeah, I have a full run of the original one, so I'm not getting the remastered version.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking awesome. And then I read, Demon Knights. I finally finished that series. That ended up really good. They found the Cup of Christ, and, they needed it to save the Shining Knight, and that turned out really interesting. That went out with a bang. That was a good ending to a well done series.
That's good. So they didn't have to rush the ending or anything?
No, it sounds they ended it. It didn't feel rushed. It kind of just ended.
That's good.
Animal Man's, like, now that they're canceling, it's at the top of its game. It's Buddy fighting Brother Blood. Brother Blood actually stole some blood from Buddy, and now he's in the red. And he's working with one of the deities to take over the entire red. And his daughter's in there right now trying to save her brother, and that series is really kicked ass ever since the Rot World stuff ended.
Yeah, I read the first volume of Animal Man. I didn't like it.
Yeah, this next one has really sucked me in, and now they're going to cancel it. Sword and Sorcery, I finished, and that was a really good series. They just rushed the backups. The backups had, like, Blood Wolf. You know, DC had a 20-cent comic called Beowulf. What am I talking about? Blood Wolf is Rob Liefeld.
I was like, wow. Blood Wolf.
Wolf. Beowulf. They had a comic called Beowulf, and that series ended abruptly and then finished up in DC Universe Presents with a question mark. But it was really good. And then they started the Stalker series, which was also a Sword and Sorcery book from the 70s that DC relaunched. They did a lot of Sword and Sorcery books in the 70s that didn't take off, except for Warlord. I think it's the only one that kept going. And that series didn't even really have an ending that I could tell. And then the main series was Amethyst, and that was really, really, really good. I would love for that series to continue, but nobody's buying it. I think that's all the comics that I wanted to talk to. I actually got Pretty Deadly number 3, but haven't read it. I must have pre-ordered it a little far than I thought.
I heard that one was good.
We'll see. I have it.
I heard that makes the first two issues make sense. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what your take
is. I hope not. Because then I'll be adding another one.
I hope it sucks.
I hope it sucks. I hope I made the right decision. I'm just getting caught up in Journey into Mystery with Lady Sif. And it never been a fan of Catherine Inman, But her Lady Sif is fucking badass. I mean, I really like it. And I'm getting into the Beta Ray Bill piece of it, of the story. And it is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to read that.
Really, really good stuff. Who wants to go next?
I don't have anything major to discuss, but I can talk about a couple things. I guess my reading has been light lately.
It's not for lack of material, it's your lack of time.
Yeah. Let's see. Here, I read Clown Fatale from Dark Horse.
Written by
Victor Gershler. This is about some female clowns at this circus carnival place. And they're all... It seems like they're all escaping their former lives and became clowns. But then they get mixed up in this... they get confused for hitmen, and they get hired for this job, and then kind of get sucked into that world. So it was good. I liked it. The art. Well, who did the art? I don't know. Someone I can't pronounce their name.
Who did the art, Bill?
Maurizio Rosenzweig. That's an interesting name.
You're good at that.
The Maurizio part was easy.
Are you like a specialist and they say, we don't know what this name is. Can you come pronounce it for us?
Yes.
Can you come to the podium to please announce these for us?
So this is good. Lots of sexy clown women. Female clowns.
I do like Victor Gershler. That guy can do no wrong with me.
And I read Umbral from Image Comics.
I'll be interested to see what you say about this one.
Did you read it?
I did.
Okay. So it's by Anthony Johnson and art by Christopher Mitten, who they're the team who did Wasteland for Oni, which I like Wasteland, so I was excited to read this one. I thought it was good, but confusing. So it takes place in this kind of medieval alternate world type place. And it seems that he's going to be doing a lot of world building in this because there's like maps and things. And it was confusing. So there's this boy who is a prince. Now I'm trying to remember exactly what happened. He and this girl.
That's who's how like confusing it was.
He and this girl, who she's like a thief girl, go to try and find this gem. Like, so they sneak into the castle to find this gem, and the gem is missing, and all the people are dead. So then they go back to tell the king and the queen, and then they're dead, and then these monsters attack them, and they run, and then. Yeah, it goes on from there. It was confusing.
That's why I didn't like it.
Well, I like the art. I like the Christopher Mitten's art a lot.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like the art?
I don't know. I liked it in Wasteland.
Yeah, it was different than Wasteland. It was different than Wasteland. It's like
fantasy looking. I didn't care for it. But yeah. I liked it in the post-apocalyptic world, so I don't know.
It was a little different. I think it's changed the style slightly. Or maybe it's just... I don't know. So this is definitely a swords and sorcery type book with supernatural elements. It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. But yeah, in this first issue, it raises a lot of questions that aren't a lot of answers yet. I also read, I don't have it here, I think it's called Three
from Image Comics.
You what?
I said I like that one.
Yeah. It was interesting because it actually helped that there was a text piece in the back that explained what he was doing with this and where the idea came from. Because I'm not hugely familiar with this part of history, but it's all about the Spartans. And I don't have the book with me, so I can't remember the other, all the peoples that are involved in this.
Yeah, it seemed to be like the one race that was like the slave race or the race that was underneath the Spartans.
Right. So it takes place, I think it was like 100 years after the events in 300. Is that right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's talking about how the Spartans had this like lower class. There's a lower class of people so that I guess when they went to battle, it wasn't just the Spartans fighting because they each had like their slave who was like their shield to use as their shield or whatever. So it's talking about those people and how they lived. It was good. I liked it. It was well done. I don't have it with me, so I can't remember. Oh, was it Kieran Gillian or something like that?
He was the writer. I'll get it to you in a second. Kieran Gillen was the writer, and Ryan Kelly is the artist.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Kelly. That's right. So Ryan Kelly has done a bunch of stuff. I like his art, so the art was really good. I liked it. I thought it was well done.
I think they're up to issue number 3 now. The one thing I didn't realize until I started tracking how much my monthly intake is from month to month is that not every Image book ships every month. I never realized that. But there's some ongoing titles and stuff that take months off. And then they come back the next month.
I know some do between arcs, but
there's quite a few. I thought it was just like Saga and Savage Dragon. But there's a freaking lot more. I was like really surprised.
Take breaks, yeah.
Well, I think they have that flexibility, whereas the superhero books don't. Like Marvel and DC, it's a lot more damaging if they skip a month.
Is it really that much more damaging to them? I feel like when you're selling less issues.
It might be the stores.
I just feel like if with something like Saga, right? Like maybe not. Maybe that one has enough marketing behind it. But like Savage Dragon, right? Like I feel like if you miss an issue or two, wouldn't you be easier to forget?
Probably because it's very sporadic, and like
but I think people are reading Savage Dragon are reading it because they like his stuff and they're not going to forget about it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, if Mind the Gap misses an issue, wouldn't... Is that Image?
Yeah.
It is Image.
Yeah, like, if that misses an issue, wouldn't that cause... Maybe they're not missing any issues. I just was wondering.
Well, that's an ongoing, like, plot thread. That's like Walking Dead kind of thing, right?
Now, if Walking Dead missed a month, I think it would hurt someone.
See, I don't know if it would hurt them at all at this point. Like,
I think it hurts just in terms of the shop's not going to get that money this month.
Oh, like the shop. I meant like the book itself.
Oh, the sales?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
300 grand in issues. Pretty impressive. I mean, in this modern day that we're living in.
Super impressive.
They'd be canceled like 20, 30 years ago. But now you're like 300,000. My God. I read a book. Well, I didn't read it. I bought a book. I read the end of it. I didn't read. I got profit number 41. Because my dude Ron Atkins has a story in the back, has like a preview for a story in the back of it. So,
do you normally get profit?
Nah, waiting on trades. I like profit. I'm waiting on trades. I'm eating popcorn. Hold on. Because you guys are talking so well, I figured I could come out with a popcorn.
Time for a snack.
Yeah, we got the good holiday holiday bucket. The caramel, and the cheese, and the butter.
Ah, I like that stuff.
Yeah, so we got the good part. So, all right. But there's a preview, the small preview for. I don't know if it's like getting his own book or if it's gonna be continue to be in the back of Prophet. I'm not sure. Like,
I thought it got canceled with everything else. Is that not true?
Prophet?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still doing more Prophet as of, let me see if I can find the Twitter exchange from like a month or two ago. So maybe things have changed since then. I'm never going to find it. I had it favorited.
I think it's coming back as another
Prophet Earth War is whatever they're going to call it. So I think at issue 45, it's over. I think, right? And then,
relaunching.
And then relaunching is Prophet Earth War next year sometime. Well, you know, in the future.
I don't know. I don't read that anymore.
Oh, is it not good anymore?
Well, I dropped off a while back. It was just dragging on. It didn't seem to be going anywhere.
Maybe I won't get the trade then.
depends what you think of this issue, I guess.
I will actually read this issue, but Ron.
So who's the guy?
Ron Atkins. Ronacins. He's an artist. I like him. Cool dude. But he has this preview for Detective Lancaster Blue. It's like a future sci-fi sort of book that he's been like working on for a while. But I don't know what form it's going to take whenever it does. I don't know if it's a backup to Prophet in the future or if it's going to be its own book from Image. I'm not even sure if he knows at this point in time. But it's like a 3-4-page little preview thing in the back of Prophet. And I like it. I'm curious to see, like...
So does he have any books out not besides that?
Nope.
Or is this his first...
This is his first thing as far as, like, real work. His first, you know...
Comic work.
But I've seen... I've met him around at, like, some different places. He knows people that I know who are also in the comic stuff, so... We're working on plans for lunch and so forth. But yeah, so if you check out Prophet 41, there's a preview in the back of it. I saw basically the entire preview on his Tumblr page before it is like sketches and so forth before it ended up coming out. But it's still cool to see the finished product. So I don't think he's done any actual work, anything that anyone's ever seen in comics before. Let's find out. No, I think he just does graphic design stuff before now.
Cool.
So yeah, it's cool. I like it. Check it out. Or don't. Whatever. You do what you want.
I did read one other thing I liked. But I don't remember what it's called. It's the new John Byrne book.
Triple Helix,
that's it. Which features characters from his other series, Trio. And I liked it. Which, I don't know what it is with him. Like, some of his stuff I hate and some of it I like. It's weird. I always like the art, but sometimes, I don't know. I think I like his superhero stuff more than I like his sci-fi stuff. Maybe that's it. But this is about... I assume it's a new team, but it seemed kind of like a spin-off of Trio, or Trio Part 2 or something. But it was good. It was basically just a big fight with superheroes and John Byrne art.
So rock, paper, scissors are in it.
Yeah, rock, paper, and scissors are in it. Horrible names. And then some new characters. At least new to me. Anything else?
Micah, anything else?
I'm just waiting on Kyle Rayner to show up in Green Lantern. That's it. I'm reading through volume 3.
Reading the old stuff.
I'm reading the old stuff. I figure I got all these books. I just go ahead and crush them all out. So I'm like 40 issues into Green Lantern volume 3. I need Kyle to show up in a hurry.
Because you don't like Kyle?
I don't like Kyle. I can't stand Guy Gardner. I don't like the way they write John, so... Hey, John is incompetent.
You'd like the new 52 because they write John really well.
He's already murdering dudes already. He's like the dude.
They write him really well, man. He took those rookies, like, and kept them useful at the same time while protecting him at the same time. That they write Hal really bad. Like, he's an idiot in the new 52. You just want to punch him in the face.
But didn't John already murder someone in the new 52 already?
He murdered Mogo, I thought.
Yeah, he murdered... Is that the new 52? I can't remember.
He got his sniper rifle. He had to.
Kills other Green Lanterns and...
He had to do it, though. It was a damned... He's the soldier of the Green Lanterns.
Right. They're still holding it against them because, like, they keep holding this whole, like... Like, the problem I have with Volume 3 is that they make him incompetent, then they keep holding all this shit against him over and over again the way they don't do, like, with Hal and all that kind of stuff.
And well, he's definitely gone through the shitter than most of them because he had that world mosaic where he had to try to keep people that hated fucking each other.
I just read that, and that was
killing one another. And then he had Cosmic Odyssey, in which he lost an entire world.
Yep.
They can never let him be. He was brought in to do the Mogo thing, and then he did have to kill another Lantern, but
yep.
His kills are... I would say they're justified, and... They're done for the right reason. Like, if he didn't kill, okay, in both situations, he would have cost the lives of many, 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 many other Lanterns.
Right, but they don't let him slide for it.
So what he's doing is he's looking at the life of one for the life of many, and then he's making that decision. And I think His decisions are pretty damn fucking sound decisions, given the circumstances that they keep putting him in.
No, I get it. It's just that he always ends up in the circumstances, and then they keep reminding you that he's the dude who kills people.
In my eyes, though, he should be the fucking leader of the Green Lantern Corps.
He'll never be the leader of the Green Lantern Corps.
Right now, I mean, just because he's the smarter. If you go back and you look at everything that's happened in the new 52 and all the decisions that were made and the way the character acts, he's by far the most mature.
Who's writing it now?
Who's writing
Green Lantern?
Vendetti is writing Green Lantern. Justin Jordan is writing New Guardians, which features Kyle Rayner, and Kyle's written pretty damn smart too. And even Guy Gardner's written smart, except he's a Red Lantern right now. But he's only a Red Lantern right now because Hal told him to be. Fucking jackass. But I don't know.
Does that book still exist? Is Red Lantern still a book?
The Lantern Corps has 5 books because they also have Larfleeze now.
He's his own thing?
Yeah, his own title. Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
So,
so for lunch today, I'm having what would be the insides of chicken pot pie. Yeah, extra filling. So that's like a soup, which is really good.
I thought you were going to say like intestines or something like that.
No. And rolls and cornbread.
Chicken insides.
No. It's like the chicken pot pie filling, but as a soup as opposed to inside of a chicken pot pie.
Chicken insides. He's looking for the tapeworm to keep him skinny.
I don't need that in my life.
It's like zombie ass. Toilet of the dead.
Don't get no zombie ass from that pot pie.
Yeah, don't get any zombie ass. I don't want to see you in the shitter in another hour.
I bet you if I ate that chicken pot pie, I'd get zombie ass.
I mean, I doubt it.
You think chicken would fuck up your world, Bill?
Nah, probably not.
I don't think so. Especially not.
It's pretty close to. Well, if you cook
onions and peas,
if you don't cook it, you're fucked. Because chicken, by nature, has like the most bacteria that you could fucking
riddled imagine. With bacteria.
Yeah, you have to cook it. You can't have it raw.
And you gotta like bleach your sink after you deal with it and all that shit.
That's a little overdoing it, but.
Well, you gotta bleach your hands.
Yeah. Oh, that's a definite though. You know what? Might as well drink some bleach while you're after it, just to make certain everything is good.
That's weird because when you deal with it, it's like you're dealing with like some kind of toxic chemicals.
And then you eat it
because you can't like have it on a surface that anything else is going to touch. Gotta disinfect your hands.
Has so much bacteria. That's why.
Gotta burn the utensils you use to cut it.
Overdone. Just a little bit.
Don't you miss a good piece of chicken, Bill?
Nah, I was never a huge chicken fan.
How about a good juicy burger?
He has a juicy beet burger. You don't need that.
It would gross me out at this point.
Why?
All the fat, like, coating your mouth when you take a bite. Ugh. All the fat juice dripping down your chin.
Daryl's getting excited right now. Thank you,
Bob. Your cholesterol must be pretty damn good, though. You've been tested, huh?
My cholesterol's kind of high.
Eggs?
What the fuck?
It's genetic.
It is genetic. It's more genetic.
Yeah, but you're eating like a... You're eating good.
Besides that, I'm healthy.
Well, you have to be. You're over 40. You have to go get that shit checked.
How old is Bill over 40?
Are you over 40, Bill?
Yeah, I'm 43.
43?
Old. Child of the 70s.
I'm 44. I'm a little older.
My God, I'm 27.
Next year, I get to get a colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Stick it in my butt. Yeah. I put it in.
Deeper.
All right.
The joys of getting old.
I can't wait.
Sucks balls.
You lose your hearing?
Yes, you do.
Your eyesight, stuff stuck up your butt.
You get You don't want any good chicken wings, like with sauces on them.
Oh, speaking of that, did you guys see? McDonald's has 10 million extra pounds of their chicken wings that they never sold.
No.
Yeah, there's like a news article I read about, like, they have 10 million unsold Mighty Wings.
Frozen Mighty Wings?
Yeah.
Don't you have to throw them away after a while?
I mean, if you deep freeze them, I don't think so.
Eventually, you'll have to.
Eventually, yes, but I don't know if they're gonna. I don't. What are they gonna do with it? They should just sell it for a dollar. Make more money than throwing it away. Like,
yeah, they could pump those through if they wanted to, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Just turn them into fish and give them the bill.
I don't think science has gotten to that point yet.
Are there? There's no bones in that, right? They're just fake wings, right?
No. There's. I think they're boned. I think they're like supposed to be like.
I've never seen them serve bone wings before.
Yeah, it was a new thing they did this past summer, at the beginning of football season, I think, to try to like get the whole like sports bar thing going for them.
I think it might be in limited release because our McDonald's doesn't have it.
Well, we're gone now. And they were really expensive.
So they got freezers full. What are they going to do with it? They don't know what to do.
From what I understand,
why don't they donate it?
That's what I'm. I don't know what they don't.
Hello.
Maybe he's answering his phone.
Are you there?
I could be.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. I'm here. You're not.
You sound like you're fading away. Fading.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
That's fucking weird. So you guys kept on hearing each other, but not me.
Yes. Well, we heard you say, like, hello.
You're saying hello, hello.
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 Any other comics you guys want to mention, or are we pretty much going to wrap this guy up?
I think we're going to wrap this guy up.
All right. This has been Geek Brunch, episode 195. We're almost at 200.
Ooh.
We're getting there.
The big 200.
Slowly.
Celebration.
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate and party with you. Come on now. You can reach us on the Twitters at @do_what. That's Micah. Bill is at @dbm00. That's how we contact each other to make sure we're recording. And I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And we have a Facebook page. If you type Geek Space Brunch Space Podcast, you will find us. And you click the like button and follow us there. Or you can go to our website, www.geekbrunchpodcast.com. And we're on iTunes. You can type Geek Brunch and subscribe to these episodes through iTunes and leave an iTunes review while you're at it. It's pretty easy. You type Geek Brunch and then you go down to reviews and then you type your review and then it shows up in a couple days. Yeah, 5 stars and it shows up in a couple days. And we're on Forum for Geeks. Although I'm delinquent posting it there, but I'll catch up over the holidays. And let's see. Scroll down to Geek Brunch.
You mentioned Facebook?
Yeah, got Facebook. We're at Mike, Micah, and Bill at comicbooknoise.com. That's our email addresses if you want to email us. I think that's it. Rock and roll. Go watch Zombie Ass... Toilet of the Dead on Netflix instant streaming.
Actually, just watch Wild Zero and pretend that none of that ever happened. So,
Micah recommends you go see, what is this one? Mortal Instruments. Absolutely. I recommend Zombie Ass Toilet, and Bill recommends The Host. And then come talk to us about it.
Absolutely. Tell us how much you love these movies. We know you do. See you.
I think my movie is better than those other two. So let us know what you think.
Probably.
All right. You guys have a good week.
All right.
You too. Have a good holidays.
Bye-bye. Yes. Hey, I hope you get a new phone for Christmas, Bill.
Bastard.
Something that has texting ability.
I could text.
No, but I don't want to charge. I don't want you to get charged like $70 because I text you, "Hi, Bill."
10 cents a character.
10 cents a character.
My responses are brief. if at all.
You have to ask him a yes or a no, and it comes in as a Y or an N.
I can do Y and N. That's it.
That's it.
Only yes or no questions.
Anything beyond that is too complicated. Too many keystrokes involved. All right, have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye.
My favorite song. Across the universe. La 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 la.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Change my world. Nothing's gonna change.